Support for the WXXI Business Report comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, a local mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
And now it's the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman. And Randy, we're well aware of the financial impacts of the coronavirus pandemic, but there are signs of economic growth locally.
Yeah, these are mainly high-tech companies, Beth. And in fact, because of COVID, at least in one case, it actually has increased business for some products. So let's talk about these three projects creating jobs in our area. At least this was announced over the last several days. One of them is Thermo Fisher Scientific, of course, based now in Massachusetts. They have a very big presence locally, more than 1,100 people. And they announced they plan to invest $50 million into the local operations and create at least 75 more jobs. Dae Hong is the vice president and general manager with the company. He says Thermo Fisher saw the demand for the COVID-19 test kits they make plastic labware and other products earlier this year when the virus first surfaced. Hong says even once COVID-19 eases, Thermo Fisher believes its expansion efforts will help the company grow in other ways.
Really, our goal is not only to support COVID-related demand over the next couple of years, but this will also position us to expand into other growth areas such as biobanking, vaccine development, other infectious disease research and testing.
And by the way, this is a more than $140 million investment worldwide by Thermo Fisher Scientific. More jobs coming to the Eastman Business Park. Governor Cuomo announcing last week that Li-Cycle, a Canadian battery recycling company, will build a hub at the business park where they already have some operations. And now they'll create at least 100 new jobs. This is on top of the 23 they announced earlier this year. Li-Cycle has a process, they say, that allows them to recover 80 to 100% of all the materials found in lithium-ion batteries with no discharge of wastewater. Tim Johnston is the co-founder and executive chairman of the company. He says Li-Cycle is trying to be a sustainable company both economically and environmentally.
You know, we're not only meeting our environmental requirements for how to handle these batteries at the end of their life, but we're also providing economic value and ensuring that these materials aren't lost to less efficient processes or even worse, to landfill or other disposal sites.
Construction on the new hub facility for Li-Cycle set to begin next year. And an Ogden packaging company is expanding, adding about 40 jobs. Governor Cuomo announcing that Pro Ampac, building a 25,000-square-foot addition to its existing facility on Manitou Road, the Collaboration and Innovation Center, as they call it, will focus on packaging development and design. The Cincinnati-based company investing more than $8 million there. Adam Gross is chief commercial officer for Pro Ampac. He says this expanded operation in Ogden will help the company continue to innovate.
Pro Ampac's become one of the go-to resources for fresh ideas in packaging and new departures in greener, sustainable packaging. So this facility is going to house the people and the equipment to drive our innovation.
That project expected to be completed by June of 2021. Back to reality just for a moment. Of course, overall in our area in New York State, of course, the jobs picture still very difficult for a lot of people. Latest numbers that we got on job growth for the Rochester Metro last week continue to show a substantial loss of jobs compared to a year ago, which was, of course, pre-COVID. For August of this year, we saw a loss of more than 59,000 private sector jobs in the Rochester Metro, a drop of about 11.5% over last year. But there has been some incremental improvement each month. The latest numbers a little better each month. By comparison, for instance, back in April, our local area saw a 21% drop in private sector jobs over a year ago. And the state says the unemployment rate overall in August was 12.5%. And that's the WXXI Business Report. I'm Randy Gorman.